I just feel sometimes like I'm banging my head off a brick wall in relation to this issue. And, you know, I look around Donegal, people of all different political persuasions, and I don't know anybody who would not want to support children with disabilities and their families, yet they're failed again, again, and again. You know, you look here, the latest is around assessments. These are vital. I mean, if you don't get the assessment, you can't get the supports, the therapies that you need. And then if you look at the whole area of getting those therapies, we have the highest vacancy rate in the country ongoing. You know, we're talking here about speech and language therapists, occupational therapists, physiotherapists, you know, roles that are vital to children with disabilities. So it's, you know, we had a forum set up in late 2023. That forum has now been stood down by the HSE. I think it needs to be re-established urgently so we can start to put the pressure on government to get resources and get these positions filled and get these jobs done.
Is the problem resources or is the problem recruitment? Because we're constantly told by the HSE, we're trying to recruit X, we're trying to recruit Y, we've put up the advertisements, we've made the effort, but we cannot get the people. Is it as simple as that, or do you believe it's something more?
It's a combination of that and the fact that we haven't had the proper resourcing of disability services. I mean, right now as we speak, don't look across Donegal, there's an appalling absence of respite care, not just for children with disabilities, but for adults with disabilities. It just isn't there. And you have families who are utterly exhausted, drained, and they cannot get that little bit of, you know, desperately needed respite. So you have all of these different issues together. And then recently the focus on the lack of school places for children with disabilities too. So collectively, children with disabilities are being failed hugely in Donegal, and the political system, the lack of urgency is exasperating. You know, you talk about it again and again. For me, I just, you know, and we have to crack this. We have to sort this out, you know, to make sure that not just the children with disabilities, but their families who are struggling get everything that they need, you know.